Let us begin by consecrating ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we ask you to come into our hearts this day. We ask that you use us as you call us to be your servants. We ask that we may be open to you in all that you want us to do today, that we may be channels of your love to every person we encounter, and that people may be saved because of our service to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. So let me ask you, how are you living during these times? Now, understand that what we always talk about in this program is that you and I and all of us listening right now, whether you're listening on the radio program or you're listening on the podcast, all of us have this vocation in service to Christ. Whether you are single, whether you are married, whether you are ordained, whether you are religious, whether you are consecrated, whatever the case may be, all of us have this mission in service to Christ. And in doing so, we will experience powerful challenges that we will encounter in different ways. You know, the other day I was listening to In Touch Ministries with Charles Stanley. Now, kind of an interesting thing. You may be surprised at this, but I've listened to Charles Stanley probably longer than I have been involved in the religious life. I'm probably before I entered the seminary, I've listened to Charles Stanley. I think I listened to him when I was in the Navy, and that means about 40 years. I don't know if that's true. Maybe he hasn't been around for 40 years, the whole bit. But he does have a great way of teaching that I greatly appreciate, and so he's very good. And a lot of what he says, certainly not all of it, but a lot of what he says, I wouldn't disagree with. Some of it, especially, I think he has disagreements with the Catholic Church, I would disagree with. But understanding that, a lot of what I hear sometimes affects, in a positive way, my ministry. So he was talking about that. This was from the podcast, which I heard on Sunday, but it was actually from Friday, November 20th. He was talking about that if the Lord is giving you challenges, that he will give you the strength and the courage to go through that. Now, I want to build on top of that simple thought to explain this reality, because the saints taught the same thing. The Lord will guide you through difficult times. Saint Teresa of Avila actually basically said, expect to have challenges. I know there are people that feel that once they encounter the Lord, their life should go smoothly. I have to tell you that if you're looking for a smooth life, run from God. I'll tell you that right now. If you're looking for a smooth life, if you're looking to live a nice, happy life that may not have the best of endings, but the rest of it will be pretty smooth, run. Run. Now, you might be surprised I'd say that. Well, be surprised that Jesus said the same thing. When he talks about the two mansions, the one built on sand and the one built on rock, He made it very clear. The one built on sand, you're going to have this great mansion. You can live fine without Christ. Absolutely. He said that. But there will come a time storms will come and you'll have nothing to hold that house up. But those who are rooted in Christ, when that storm comes, there will be something there to hold that house up. So he actually said it himself. So I need to understand that. But I also want you to go to another step. When I say, you know, if challenges comes, what I really should say is when challenges comes, because you are in a situation where you are a servant of the kingdom of God and you are living in the world. The letter of John puts it very well, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than is in the world. And that distinction, you'll also see it in the Gospel of John, is there, that distinction between those of us who are in Christ and those who are in the world, and that whole distinction that is a tense distinction, maybe certainly not an amicable one. So there's always that tension, but that there's a reason for that. You and I are called as servants of the kingdom of God, as agents of the kingdom of God, because our mission is the greatest treasure in the universe, human souls. Jesus died on the cross and rose that souls may be saved, but the devil does all he can to undermine that and to lead souls to be lost. And one soul saved, which St. Augustine said, even if he was the only person in the world, Jesus would have died on the cross for the salvation of his soul. Understand that the devil does all he can, even for the loss of one soul. So it's a real battle that is actually there. Walter Wink, in his Engaging the Power series, which I highly recommend to you, talks to you, it's a three-book series, talks about the reality that our fight, as St. Paul says, is against the principalities and powers. We're not fighting people. We're fighting principalities and powers. We're fighting the spiritual world that seeks the destruction of souls. And that's where our battle is, and that's where our battle has got to be. So it's a spiritual battle, as St. Paul says. And ironically enough, many of the people who we battle, who are most against us, follow a teaching that says, emulate the devil to get what you want. Absolutely true. Very bizarre. Absolutely true. So here we have one person saying, follow the teachings of St. Paul, and another person saying, no, emulate the devil to get what you want. So you can see this really is. It manifests itself as a spiritual battle. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts on WEZE 590 AM, midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning.
As the world battles an ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and flu season approaches, health experts say getting a vaccine this season is more important than ever to protect yourself, your family, and your community from flu. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the CDC explains.
Flu vaccines prevent millions of flu illnesses, tens of thousands of flu hospitalizations, and thousands of deaths every year. Flu vaccines have been used for more than 50 years to safely vaccinate hundreds of millions of Americans. This season, getting a flu vaccine is more important than ever. By getting vaccinated, you're helping to protect yourself and the people around you from flu. While it's unclear what impact COVID-19 will have on the upcoming flu season, it's very clear that a flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the risk from flu and its potentially serious complications.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/fightflu.
Remember, you can contact us here on the program if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to share. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. And you can contact the show. Click on the menu item, contact, or you can send us a prayer request where it says prayer requests, obviously. And you can tell us whether you want to have that prayer request read on the air or you want me to just say it's a special intention. Catholicaudiomedia.com. You can also donate to the show if we are touching your heart, if we're really leading you to come to a deeper experience of Christ or to increase your ministry as a baptized Catholic, please let us know. And if you want to support the show, we'd really appreciate that. But anyway, it's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you can also hear archives of the program. And you can also connect to our Podbean account where you can hear all the programs. So CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we are talking about that spiritual battle that we are in. And again, I'd highly recommend to you the Walter Wink series. But that spiritual battle that we are in. And what is the prize? The prize is the soul of every single person you will encounter today. So that's why we have to understand that principle. One of the things that the saints would always tell us is to focus on Christ. Now, St. Teresa of Avila, one of my favorite sayings, says that understand that the greatest of treasures, which is our salvation, is at the end of a long road. And we know we call it the narrow path. It's the end of that path. And she says, what a stupid idea it is to believe that at the end of a road, there isn't the greatest of all treasures, and that road wouldn't be filled with thieves, marauders, and obstacles. So understand that reality, that we are in this battle for the salvation of souls. So we want to be focused on Christ, so we will always have those challenges. You know, we can pray that the Lord will take those challenges away, and Lord knows many times I have, but he's not. But as Charles Stanley pointed out, and as you'll also find in the teachings of the saints, the Lord will give you the strength and the courage to encounter those challenges. Why? Because we have a mission for the salvation of souls. Now, understand that, as we've talked about before, your position, where you are, is unique. So we can listen to some of the words that come out of the bishop's offices, and we can listen to the bishops all we want, but they're not where you are. So we don't want to go against Catholic teaching, but we have a mission to bring the love, the mercy of God to the people we encounter by the way we live our lives. And we can only do that if we are people of prayer, which we talk about all the time. But know that this is where the rubber meets the road, and especially during this time. I've said for the past 20 years that there will come a time, because the church has been going through a terrible challenge, but I've said for the past 20 years that there will come a time that we will encounter this tremendous difficulty in the world, and the Lord, through these past 20 years of this challenge we've been going through, has been strengthening us so that we can meet this challenge. And what is our challenge? To win and defeat the other side, politically? No. Our challenge is the salvation of souls. And you and I have to be the presence of Christ. That's why our prayer is so essential, our fidelity to God. So in this intensely difficult time in our country, the likes of which we probably haven't seen in this country, which you and I haven't seen, since the late 1850s, even 1860, and we know what that stands for, we have to understand that our representation of the kingdom of God is essential. And the Lord has been strengthening us for the past 20 years. And even those who have walked away from the church, says, I'm done with the church, they wouldn't have been able to be strong enough during this time to be where the Lord is going to call us. And the Lord is strengthening us every day. He's giving us his grace every day if we stay faithful to him, because we need to understand that that battle is there for the salvation of souls. Again, I'm going to recommend the Engaging the Power series by Walter Wink. You can check it out on Amazon if you want, or wherever fine books are sold. And you can, but do understand that that is our challenge, that the Lord is strengthening us, because you and I, wherever we are, God has put us there to be these agents of the kingdom of God right there, right now. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us. And if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.